Now time for another story along Seattle's Mother Road, Highway 99, Aurora Avenue.
Aurora's really gritty.
But you have to start somewhere.
When I think of Aurora, I think of, oh God, here we go back to trouble again.
But now it's getting better, a lot better.
Most people drive right by businesses on Aurora as they head north from downtown Seattle. We stopped inside a few shops to find out what this road means to them. Here's what KUOW's Joshua McNichols heard from one business owner.
What do you like about selling pets?
You know, like you talk to them and they don't talk back. Oh, now you talk, yes. So my name is Lynn Nguyen, and we have the tropical fish store. They call Little Amazon Fish and Pets.
Little Amazon Fish and Pets has been here on Aurora for 23 years.
Luckily, I have very good landlord. So, you know, they don't raise up the rent every few years, you know.
Originally, the Nguyens were fish breeders, supplying the region's pet stores. Aurora was good for that. Highways are where you want to be if you distribute stuff. But they discovered Aurora is also the center of a neighborhood.
A lot of local neighborhood, they can walk to their business.
There's a nursing home nearby, and North Seattle College is just up the street. I guess students and old people both like pet fish. Plus, Little Amazon sells things that you can't get on Amazon.com.
You can see the ones are like maybe 4 days old.
This customer came in for jellies and fuzzies, which are just names for live baby mice.
What are you going to do with them?
Feed them to my snake. No, snakes.
Dinner,
right?
And with more housing coming to Aurora, that could mean a lot more snakes to feed and higher rent for Little Amazon. At 103rd in Aurora, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.